Alleluia.
Alleluia.
神所爱的全地上的君尊的祭司们，神大能的勇士， Hallelujah.
Dear beloved brothers and sisters, our intercessors, our worshippers, all over the world, we send greetings to you.
很快的，今天进入到第二天。
It is our second session for this conference.
我们深愿今天晚上，神借着圣灵的大能来引导我们进入一切的真理。
It is our prayer that we ask the Holy Spirit continue to lead us into the truth.
主耶稣，你的宝血遮盖今天晚上的盛会。
Dear Lord Jesus, your precious blood covered the entire conference.
亲爱的神啊，我们深愿今天晚上在这里，你的名被高高的举起来。
Dear Lord, we offer up and lift up your name, holy name, in this conference tonight.
神啊，你是大有威严的上帝，你是充满圣洁大能的上帝。
For you are great in awe, you are full of holiness, O Father, O God.
我奉耶稣基督的名宣告，今天晚上在这里要彰显你强大的能力在我们中间。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, that we have decreed that your mighty power be shown on this conference tonight.
今天在众弟兄姐妹的身上，神啊，你要带下极大的翻转跟复兴。
Oh Lord, you want to overturn our lives and give revival in our lives tonight, oh Lord.
我奉耶稣基督的名，今天所有在场在房间的众弟兄姐妹，你的百姓的儿女们，你的仆人们，都要来领受你的大能。
Not only the sister that I pointed out earlier, but everyone who's on the screen on here shall receive the great mighty presence of the Lord tonight.
我奉耶稣基督的名宣告，现在神迹奇事要发生在他们的身上。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I decree that mighty miracles and signs and wonders fall upon the brothers and sisters tonight.
我奉耶稣的名宣告，圣灵带下强大的烈火，充满在我们中间。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I decree that the mighty presence of the Holy Spirit fall upon us tonight.
我奉耶稣基督的名，圣灵的火焰降下。
I pray in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit's fire rain upon us tonight.
现在因着耶稣的名降下。
In the name of Jesus, rain down right now.
现在降下。
Rain down right now.
现在降下。
Rain down right now.
现在降下。
Rain down upon us right now.
圣灵的大能因着耶稣的名燃烧在弟兄姐妹的身上。
The mighty power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus burn upon the brothers and sisters tonight.
熊熊的火焰燃烧在每一个人的身上。
The fiery fire burn upon each one of us tonight.
圣灵的火焰因着耶稣的名渗入到我们的生命。
The name, mighty fire of the fire of the Holy Spirit burn into our bodies in the name of the Lord Jesus.
神强大的火焰现在充满通行在我们每个人的身上。
The mighty fire of God burn into our bodies right now.
渗入到我们的思维模式。
Enter into our mindset.
深入到我们的心思意念。
Enter into our thoughts.
深入到我们整个身心灵。
Enter into our spirit.
神啊，你的能力现在串流串通在我们的身体。
Your power flow through our bodies right now.
我奉耶稣基督名宣告，现在降下如同火焰般的能力。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, burn down like fire from heaven under our bodies.
燃烧你的儿女。
Burn your children right now.
燃烧你的儿女。
Burn your children.
燃烧你的儿女。
Light up your children.
神啊，现在医治你的儿女。
Heal your children right now.
所有确诊的那个疫情那个病毒确诊的弟兄姐妹
All those who are tested positive for the COVID
我奉耶稣基督强大的名宣告没有后遗症
In the mighty power and name of Lord Jesus is no other after effects
后遗症全部撤除
All the after effects leave right now
我奉耶稣基督的名站立在神的宝座面前宣布全部撤除
I decree cancel all the after effects
疫情疫苗背后的黑暗权势我命令你离开退到地狱去
The darkness behind the vaccines go back into the darkness the dark pits
所有的诡计所有的阴谋奉耶稣的名全然的破除你
All the trickeries I break down cause you to leave right now.
我奉耶稣基督的名命令你全然的从上帝的儿女们离开远远的退到阴间去。
In the name of Jesus, I decree that you leave into the deep darkness places.
主现在你的能力继续充满。
Yes, Lord, your power continue to fill each one of us.
带下强大的医治，医治的恩典现在开始发生在你的儿女身上。
The healing grace happened on each one of us right now.
在你没有难成的事。
For you, there's nothing that's impossible.
不管是中风的。
Whether you have suffering a stroke,
不管是麻痹的,
or you have some paralysis,
高血压,
you have high blood pressure,
糖尿病,
you have diabetes.
我奉耶稣基督名, 今天所有的疾病要得到医治, 得到自由。
In the name of Jesus, I decree that you shall be set free, be healed completely tonight.
所有的伤害, 所有的负面, 现在离开神的儿女。
All the pains, all the suffering, leave in the name of Jesus.
你必须离开。
You must leave right now.
你必须离开。
You must leave right now.
现在就离开。
You have to leave right now.
你没有任何的能力在神的儿女身上。
You have no power on the children of God.
气喘的离开神的儿女。
Asthma, leave right now.
气喘病离开神的儿女。
Asthma, the disease of asthma, leave right now.
所有地狱的辖制离开神的儿女。
All the contraptions from the hell, leave right now.
主我的神，我感谢你。
Father God, my Lord, I thank you.
主我的神，我赞美你。
My God, I thank you, I praise you.
今天所有在场在房间跟我们一起敬拜聆听你话语的众弟兄姐妹。
Not only that particular sisters, but all the brothers and sisters in the Zoom meetings.
同得领受这个祝福。
You receive the same blessing upon you.
主我们现在得着要领受得着你所有各样的福气。
Lord, we receive all the goodness and blessings from you.
主我的神，我感谢你。
Father God, I thank you.
继续恢复。
Continue to heal and restore.
医治你的儿女们。
Heal your children.
医治你的儿女们。
Heal your children right now.
我奉耶稣的名宣告在末世的灾害。
In the name of Jesus, because in the name, in the end times, the sufferings,
所有在大灾难中,
those who are going through the great tribulation,
在这些艰难的情况的里头,
in the difficult times to come,
我奉耶稣的名, 今天在这里的弟兄姐妹,
in the name of Jesus, the brothers and sisters who are present with us tonight,
说在房间里面有许多你的仆人使你们,
in the Zoom meetings, there are many of your servants, your faithful servants,
我奉耶稣的名宣告他们必要脱离这世界末了的各方面的灾害。
I decree that they be spared from all the tribulation, all the suffering that's to come in the end times.
主，谢谢你，今天我们领受从你而来的智慧。
Father, we thank you, received wisdom from you.
荣耀归给你。
Glory give unto you.
从开始到末了，你在这里坐着为王。
From the beginning to the end of this meeting, you sit here upon your throne.
从开始到末了，你在每个人的心中坐着为王。
You continue to sit upon the throne to be our King, our Lord.
主啊，我把你的百姓的儿女们交在你的手中。
Lord, lift up your children once again into your hands.
我奉耶稣的名宣告，耶稣基督的宝血整个遮盖他们所居住的国家。
I decree in the name of Jesus, the blood, precious blood of Jesus, cover all the nations.
圣灵的大能，神的荣耀遮蔽他们所居住的。
The mighty power of the Holy Spirit, God's presence, cover their presence.
充满他们的家庭。
Fill their families.
充满他们的教会。
Fill their churches.
充满他们的工作。
Fill their workplaces.
任何关乎到他们的每一个环境，主啊，你的宝血完全的遮盖在其中。
And every situation pertaining to them, you cover them with your precious blood.
我奉耶稣的名宣告，他们从现在开始要实际的遇见你。
I decree that they'll come face to face with you, Lord Jesus.
主我的神，我们感谢你奇妙的同在。
Our Father God, we thank you for your miraculous presence.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
赞美你耶稣。
We thank you, Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. 我们拍手将荣耀归给神。
Give glory to the Lord.
赞美主，赞美主，赞美
主。Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're worthy.
主啊，你配的。
Lord, you are worthy.
主啊，谢谢你眷顾我们。
Lord, thank you for protecting us.
主，谢谢你为我们预备这么奇妙、这么好的属灵宴席。
Lord, thank you for giving us such a special banquet.
谢谢你的爱，谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace.
我奉耶稣基督荣耀、尊贵得胜的名祷告。
Champion name of the name of Jesus.
请大声地说
Say,
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
感谢主，今天晚上
Tonight,
我们再一次来想起神起初在整个在地上的工作。
Let us be reminded how the work of the Lord while he was on earth.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，起初呢父神差他的独生爱子，就是道成了肉身的 被杀的圣洁神的羔羊耶稣基督。
First of all, the Lord sent His own precious Son, the Lamb that was slain to become on earth, the flesh, the Word became flesh.
那么，耶稣基督顺服了天父的，这个指示，他就来了。
The Lord Jesus Christ obeyed the commandment of the Father, and He came up to the earth.
然后我们看见呢，耶稣基督在地上呢。完成了他的任务的时候呢，他就回到父那里去。
So when the Lord Jesus completed his work of redemption, he went back to the Father.
就是回到那个永恒的圣洁光明的国度的。
He re-entered into the glorious and eternal glorious place.
全地上的国度都会衰败，都会销声匿迹。
This land, this nation, everything will disappear one day.
包括这个黑暗的国度，撒旦魔鬼在其中那个管理的这个国度也要销声匿迹。
And yes, of course, this world that's currently in command by the dark forces will also disappear one day.
只有这个永恒的圣洁光明的国度是永远长存的国度。
But only the glorious, the fabulous situation, the heavenly realm of the Lord will last forever to ever.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我们为这个国度来努力。
So therefore, we need to work earnestly for this realm.
我们为这个国度来捍卫真理。
To fight for the truth for His kingdom.
我们要为这个国度努力的与神同行同工。
That we need to walk with Him diligently and work with Him.
不要容让任何的机会让仇敌通过我们来嘲笑我们的上帝。
Do not give any opportunity for the adversary to make fun of our Father, our God.
巴不得我们灵里面心灵里面有一个心智，就是主啊，我活着。我要与你同工，我要与你同站立，来攻破仇敌撒旦魔鬼的谎言。
May it be a desire in our hearts that we consistently work with you to destroy the works of the devil.
然后我们看见耶稣基督在地上完成了任务之后，紧接着就是圣灵来与我们同住，与我们同站。
So immediately after the Lord Jesus completed His work on earth.The Holy Spirit was sent to continue His work on earth.
所以我们现在来看几处经文，在约翰福音十四章十六节到十七节。
So please turn our Bibles to the New Testament, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 16 to 17.
我们大声的来宣读神的话语。
Let's read together, please.
预备，请我要求父，
父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
约翰福音十四章二十五节到二十六节。
John 14:25-26。
我还与你们同住的时候。已将这些话对你们说了，但保惠师，就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
阿门，
阿门。
我们再回到十四节十六十四章十六到十七节，我们来看。
Let's return back to John 14:16-17.
这里告诉我们，这位圣灵，他永远与我们同在。
It is recorded here. This Counselor, this Holy Spirit, is to be with us forever.
他就是三位一体的神，其中一位神。
He's one of the three Godhead, the Holy Spirit.
他是真理的灵。
He is the spirit of truth.
但是呢，什么原因让你不觉得他是神？
But is there something that is hindering you to accept him as one of the Godhead?
什么原因让你不敢接受他？
Is there a reason for you to not accept the Holy Spirit?
这一处经文很白话的告诉我们，因为不见他，也不认识他。
Because it clearly says here that we neither see him nor knows him.
下一句是什么？你们却认识他。
But it says, but we do know him.
这是对谁说的呀？
What is this being saying to?
是对基督徒或者是弥赛亚信徒说的。
It's directed to the Christians, to the Messianic Jews.
虽然不见他。
Even though we cannot see him,
可是下一句说，你们却认识他。
But here says, but we know him.
我们从圣经里面看见他是神。
We can see that the Holy Spirit is God.
我们也可以说他是主。
We can say he is Lord.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣告诉我们，他常与你们同在。
The Lord Jesus says he is often with us.
他也在你的里面。
He lives within us.
所以圣灵在我们的里面。
So the Holy Spirit is within each one of us.
天父跟耶稣基督借着圣灵也在我们的里面。
So through the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Lord Jesus also indwells within us.
三位一体的神住在我们的里面。
The triune God lives within each one of us.
因此约翰福音14:25-26说。
So in John 14:25-26,
我还与你们同住的时候已将这些话对你们说了。
When I was with you, I still with you, I have spoken this about to you.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当你成为基督徒的时候，你翻圣经的时候，你可以看见神在说什么。
So dear brothers and sisters, as we become Christians, we can read from the scriptures and know what the Lord is saying to each one of us.
今天圣灵再一次让我们想起神的话语。
Again, the Holy Spirit has reminded us of the word of the Lord.
你知道吗？主耶稣说，我们不太认识圣灵。
Yes, the Lord Jesus reminded that we do not know the Holy Spirit well enough.
所以圣灵来了，他要让你知道神是谁，他是谁。
So therefore, the Holy Spirit must come. He has come to help us understand who is God.
他们三位一体的神是互相尊荣的。
The triune God works with one another.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，天父说你们要听耶稣基督。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Father said you must listen to the word of the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说你们要遵行天父的旨意。
The Lord Jesus said you must obey the commandments of the Father.
耶稣说你们不要亵渎圣灵。
The Lord Jesus do not displease the Holy Spirit.
谁亵渎了圣灵是不可以被饶恕的。
Those who slander against the Holy Spirit cannot be unforgiven, will not be forgiven.
你们得罪我，我还可以赦免你们。
If you displease the Father will still forgive you.
所以神特别交代我们说不可以亵渎圣灵。
So it's very important, the Father tells us that we cannot hurt.And displease the Holy Spirit.
然后圣灵又告诉我们怎么样来敬畏神。
It also reminds us how the Holy Spirit teaches how to show reverence toward the Father.
然后圣灵又来教导我们，叫我们不忘记耶稣基督的话。
The Holy Spirit also will help us to remind us the words of the Lord Jesus Himself.
所以你看看三位一体的神是这么样的合一啊。
So we can see the unity within the three Godhead.
所以神也盼望我们大家在主里同心合一。
So therefore, we must have, the Father also desire that we work in unity with one another in the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
圣灵也是我们随时的帮助。
The Holy Spirit is our ever-present help.
你知道那个摩西行走红海的时候是谁做的呀？
So do you remember when Moses crossed the Red Sea, who did that?
因着神的名是圣灵做的。
In the name of God the Father, yes, it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
那基督徒每一次做医治释放在那边祷告的时候是谁做的呀？
As Christians, when we practice healing and deliverance, who is actually
working? 也是圣灵做的。
Yeah, of course, it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督从死里复活是谁做的呀？
When the Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead, who did it?
也是圣灵做的。
It also pertains to the Holy Spirit.
他是圣洁的灵，他也是能力的灵。
He is the Holy Spirit. He is a powerful Spirit.
他是神的灵，基督的灵。
He is the Spirit of the Father. He is the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Himself.
所以我们的神是圣洁的神，也是充满怜悯爱的神。
So our God is a holy God. He is full of compassion.
他也是充满公义的上帝。
He is full of righteousness.
所以圣灵也是一样。
So therefore, the Holy Spirit is the same.
圣灵是圣洁的。
The Holy Spirit is holy.
圣灵是爱。
The Holy Spirit is love himself.
所以受伤的弟兄姐妹，他会去安慰，他会去医治他们。
So brothers and sisters who are hurt, he will come and comfort you.
所以圣灵从创世纪出现一路一直到启示录，他都在进行令人敬畏惊叹的工作。
The work of the Holy Spirit, we can say we are in awe from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation.
所以这些这么可敬可畏的事情是三位一体的神一起完成的。
Such great work is accomplished by the triune God.
三位一体的神也一起完成创造了这宇宙万物的所有所有。
The Trinity worked together to create the world that we know of today.
然后你看看哦，那些跟随耶稣基督的人，像跟随他的人呢，做一些什么事情呢？也就是说，那个耶稣基督在他跟随他的人当中传达了什么圣灵
？So those the disciples, those followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.They did the work of the acts of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督教导跟随他的人，圣灵是谁
？The Lord Jesus taught his disciples, his followers, who is the Holy Spirit.
所以你也知道，他为圣灵做见证。
So therefore, he also testified for the Holy Spirit.
那论到耶稣基督降生的事情，玛利亚从圣灵怀了孕，从圣灵怀了孕。
The Virgin Mary also begot the Lord Jesus through the inception of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵是强大的灵。
So the Holy Spirit has a great mighty power.
没有什么比圣灵的存在更宝贵了。
There's no other more precious presence than the Holy Spirit himself.
所以我要奉耶稣基督的名祝福你。你要欢迎圣灵，你要渴慕圣灵。
So in the name of the Lord Jesus, you must covet, you must long and hunger after the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督说，圣灵在要住在我们的里面，永远与我们同在。
The Lord Jesus reminded us that the Holy Spirit to live within us and will be with us.
但圣灵在我们这个人的影响力可以加强，也可以削弱。
The influence of the Holy Spirit can increase and also decrease.
这都取决于在我们的日常生活中怎么样的来听从顺服他。
So it's very important how do we follow after him in our daily life.
当在你的生活里面经历了一场征战的时候
When you experience a battle in your life,
你不知道发生什么事情的时候
You may not know what actually happened.
当你来到神的面前，奉耶稣基督的名祷告的时候
，But when you pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ，
哎，圣灵听见了
，The Holy Spirit listened，
他就帮助你怎么祷告
，He'll come and help you pray，
他就引导你的心怎么样去处理解决这件事情
，He'll lead your heart and how to help you to solve the conflict。
而上帝的儿女在日常生活中确实的来遵行、来顺服主、顺服天父的时候
，So as Christians as Children of God, when we follow after Him, obedience.
圣灵就会持续的带着我们走正确的路。
Then the Holy Spirit will lead us on the right path.
因为你没有拒绝他。
Because you did not reject Him.
你就能够一路的跟随他。
You can follow Him all the days of your life.
他会带领我们走这一条唯一的道路，真理生命。
He will only lead you on the way, the only way, the truth and the life.
然后圣灵就继续工作。到现在到未来
the Holy Spirit continue to work now until forevermore
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
So again dear brothers and sisters
我们必须要向圣灵敞开
So we must open our hearts to the Holy Spirit
我们不要拒绝圣灵
Do not reject the Holy Spirit
许多人因为圣灵的工作 很多人回转来归向耶稣基督。
Because many people through the work of the Holy Spirit returned and repented and to come back to the
Lord Jesus Christ. 所以为什么经上说你们要依靠圣灵行事？
So therefore the Bible reminds us that we must work and act through the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵祷告，依靠圣灵祷告。
We need to rely upon the Holy Spirit to pray.
因为圣灵会启示你，圣灵会在你的心里面引导你。
The Holy Spirit will give you revelation. He will lead you in your heart.
圣灵会给你意念。
The Holy Spirit will give you a thought.
圣灵会给你方向。
The Holy Spirit will give you direction.
圣灵会触动你的心。
The Holy Spirit will touch your heart.
但是他是圣洁的灵。
But he, again, he is a Holy Spirit.
所以你的心思意念任何的想法如果不圣洁那就不是出于他了。
So your mindset must be holy. If it's not, then it's not from the Holy Spirit.
因为他是圣洁的灵。
Because he is a spirit that's holy.
他就是三位一体的神。
Because he is one of the triune God.
所以当你非常的清楚那个心思意念突然有一个不干净不洁净的灵来丢给你来影响你的时候你要立刻拒绝它。
When you have a thought, a wrong mindset, a wrong thought, immediately reject it, cast it out.
圣灵会帮助你。
Again, the Holy Spirit will come and help you.
所以你所需要的一切都在耶稣基督里面。
Because everything that you need is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
因为天父喜欢把一切的丰富放在他的独生爱子耶稣基督的里面。
Because the fullness, the abundance from the Father in store into the Lord Jesus himself.
因此我们要奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
So therefore we need to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为三位一体的神只有认定主耶稣基督的名。
Because the triune God, the Trinity only recognized the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣灵只认定父神的独生爱子耶稣基督这个名字。
The Holy Spirit will only recognize the only begotten Son from the Father.
哎呀，那怎么办？你觉得世界各国有的人不叫他主耶稣基督呀？
But you say something. Many people say they don't call out the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，有的叫各国各族的方言都不一样呀，那耶稣会不会听得懂啊？
And the name of Lord, the name of Jesus Christ is pronounced differently in many different tongues in the world. What happens?
哎呀，各族方言有的叫 Christos.
So some nations they call it Christos.
有人叫基督徒。
Or some Christians 基督徒。
犹太人说，我听不懂。你为什么叫他基督耶稣或耶稣基督
？But to the Jews, they say, "Why do you call him Christ, Jesus Christ?"
到底怎么办呢、啊、
？So what do we do?
另外还有其他的方言，我妈娘没提到个卡拉呀。
There are many other tongues that can be spoken.
你听得懂吗
？Do you understand?
每个人都不知道啊。
No one knows.
只有那个族群的知道啊。
Only that particular nation, that particular tribe knows.
因为一族的方言亚索。
亚索？
你听得懂吗
？Can you understand?
所以很多人都在想，哈纳牧师怎么办呢
？They say, Pastor Hannah, what can I do? What do I do?
请你不要紧张。
Do not worry.
耶稣基督，我们的三位一体的神，他知道你在呼求谁。
Do not be anxious because the Lord Jesus knows whom you are calling to.
因为他无所不知，无所不在。
Because he's omnipotent, omnipresent.
各国的语言也是他赏赐下来的，不是吗
？All the tongues are from him, isn't it?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
这样明白吗
？Do you understand now?
同时，神是看你的心。
Again, the Father looks upon your heart.
他检查人的心。
He examines our hearts.
所以他非常的清楚，现在我的孩子在呼叫谁。
So therefore, he understands who are we calling to.
所以你知道神圣洁纯净到一个地步。
So the pure, the holiness of God to the point.
纯净到一个地步，他完全能够穿透你的心，看得一清二楚。
God can enter you and see everything that's within you.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。
So dear brothers, protect your heart above everything.
因为一生的果效是由心发出啊。
Because everything comes from within your heart.
所以现在重点就是你要记得圣灵永远不会离开我们。
So again, please be reminded, the Holy Spirit is never to leave us.
如果你是跟随主的基督徒，那么你的生命中就有圣灵的同在。
If you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit lives within you.
但是刚才前面我跟你说过， 但是圣灵的影响力可以加强你，也可以被你削弱。
But be reminded that the influence of the Holy Spirit can increase or be canceled by you.
这一切的结果，关键在于你跟我是如何跟随主的。
The critical point is how do we follow Him?
所以我奉耶稣基督的名对你说，你要以三位一体的神为乐。
In the name of Jesus, be in joy in the Trinity Himself.
你欢迎天父，同时欢迎耶稣基督。
When you welcome the Father, you welcome the Lord Jesus.
同时也要欢迎圣灵保惠师。
But also remember, you must also welcome the Holy Spirit Himself as well.
所以请你不要拒绝圣灵。
So therefore, do not reject the Holy Spirit.
千万不要这么做。
So do not do that.
被圣灵引导是什么意思呢？
What does it mean meant to be led by the Holy Spirit?
神的真正的儿女是由圣灵引导的。
The true children of God are led by the Holy Spirit.
这句话怎么说呢？
How do we say this? How do we explain this?
很简单呀。
Very importantly, very simply.
第一就是跟随圣灵的带领，跟随圣灵的指示。
You follow the command, follow the direction that's given to you by the Holy Spirit.
哎呀，当你读圣经的时候，圣灵来带领你进入真理。
When you read the scriptures, the Holy Spirit will lead you into the truth Himself.
哎呀，你里面就有一个被触摸的感觉。
So you'll be touched by the Holy Spirit.
那么你的态度应该要如何？就是当下服从。
What should be your attitude at that time?Yes, be submissive.
如果圣灵光照你，你就不要单言。
If the Holy Spirit sheds light on something, don't delay.
所以你的回应就是你要按照圣灵说的去做。
So do according to what the Holy Spirit tells you to do.
让我告诉你，圣灵不会叫你跳海去自杀。
Again, I will reassure you, the Holy Spirit will not tell you to jump off the cliff into the sea.
这个声音就是魔鬼的声音，你绝对拒绝。
That voice is definitely from Satan, rejected.
因为耶稣基督说，我来是要叫你得生命。
Because the Lord Jesus come to say that I shall give you life.
得的更丰盛。
And life to the abundance.
圣灵也是一样。
Of course, the same applies to the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不是来毁灭你的。
The Holy Spirit did not come to destroy you.
圣灵来是给属天的次序给你。
The Holy Spirit come to give us a heavenly order.
圣灵不会进入到一间教会，在那个地方，哎呀，混乱啊，乱七八糟的。
The Holy Spirit will not enter into a church place and mess it up.
圣灵是非常有次序的。
The Holy Spirit works in very straightforward.
所以第二，圣灵怎么说你就去做。
So again, whatever the Holy Spirit commands us to do, you just do it.
要根据圣经神的话语去查验。
Again, check it against the Holy Scriptures.
以圣灵所希望的去做。
Do as the Holy Spirit commands and hopes to do.
因为圣灵的工作绝对不会脱离真理的。
Because the work of the Holy Spirit shall not deviate from the truth itself.
Amen.
Amen.
因为圣灵高举耶稣基督。
Because the Holy Spirit lifts up the Lord Jesus Christ.
宣扬耶稣基督。
Proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣灵照着天父，照着耶稣所说的去说去做。
The Holy Spirit obeys what the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ says and does it.
Amen.
Amen.
所以第三，当以顺服的心回应神的应许的时候，
when you respond to the promises of God through your obedience,
这就是信心。
This again is indeed the faith, your faith.
因此，如果你希望圣灵在你的生活中受到欢迎，
so if you want to be welcomed by the Holy Spirit in your life,
那么你就要加强圣灵在你生命中的运行。
You need to increase the work, the acts of the Holy Spirit in your life itself.
比方说，你每天非常的期待圣灵来充满你。
For example, you anticipate, you long for the indwelling the Holy Spirit, feeling the Holy Spirit every day.
你每天每天都希望圣灵向你来彰显什么？
Every day you come in expectancy.To see what the Holy Spirit will show you today.
哎呀，你每天都渴慕圣灵来加强你对神的爱慕。
Every day you long for to increase your love for the Father.
或者是说，当你来到主的面前，用呼喊呼求耶稣基督的名或天父的名的时候。
Or when you come to cry out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ or the name of the Father.
当你说父啊，我渴慕你，我爱慕你。
When you say Father, I long for you, I love you.
当你说主耶稣，我爱慕你的真理。
When you say, I adore your truth, Lord Jesus.
当你说主耶稣啊，帮助我行走这唯一的道路真理生命。
When you ask the Lord Jesus to help me to walk the only way, the only path, the life.
然后圣灵听见了。
The Holy Spirit heard it.
哇，圣灵就赶快点燃那个火焰在你的里面。
The Holy Spirit will quickly ignite that fire within you.
哎呀，你发现你的里面开始有燃烧，开始有渴慕。
You feel that you continue to burn, to have that longing within you.
甚至于有时候你一边祷告一边流泪。
Ever to the point that when you read the scriptures, you cry in tears.
甚至于你读圣经的时候一边读，好像在说你自己好。非常的感动，然后流泪。
Then when you read the scriptures, you are so touched and you shed the tears.
对主那个爱慕的心，好像烈火一样，不断的燃烧在你的心中。
The love of the Lord continues to burn within you.
这就是圣灵的帮助啊。
This is one of the ways the Holy Spirit come and help you.
圣灵在你的里面来帮助你，引导你。
The Holy Spirit come to help you and to lead you.
然后引导你，帮助你知道怎么样去。脱离所有的试探
to lead you, to help you to escape from all temptations.
当你没有信心的时候，你非常的沮丧的时候，也那个安慰又来了。这个就是圣灵来安慰你的。
When you feel that you have no faith left, but the comfort from the Holy Spirit comforts you and moves you forward.
然后你突然沮丧，觉得不被爱，觉得很受伤，觉得无能为力的时候，哎，当你祷告，突然之间。强那个信心出来了，这就是圣灵在做的。
When you feel so depressed and dismayed, but then when you pray, the Holy Spirit comes, you completely alive again.
所以圣灵随时帮助你。
So the Holy Spirit comes and helps us at any given time.
因为他没有离开过我们。
Because he has never left you.
他就在我们的里面。
He dwells within each one of us.
他会告诉你你哪里需要更新改变。
He will tell you where you need to be renewed.
因为他知道你哪个部分哪个点需要加强。
He knows where you need to strengthen in your life.
同时也会告诉你提醒你你必须要停止这件事情。
And also remind you, you must stop this particular action.
他会提醒你责备你你必须要悔改
He'll remind you and rebuke you to ask you to repent
所以他不断的积极的引导你进入这唯一的道路真理生命
And consistently help you to lead you in the right path
使你的生命就越来越丰富越来越丰富
So that your life is full or fully in abundance
我并不是说任何不服从的行为都会导致圣灵离开你
I'm not saying in any act of disobedience will cause the Holy Spirit to leave you.
我不是说圣灵会抛弃你。
I'm not saying the Holy Spirit will leave you behind.
我说的是你的软弱会削弱圣灵在你的生命中的工作。
Either you increase the presence, the work of the Holy Spirit, or you decrease the work of the Holy Spirit in your life, in your work.
所以一切都来自于那个关键，就是你怎么样。与神同在。
So the critical point is that are you walking with God's presence.
第四，你每一次顺服，就加强了圣灵的能力跟智慧在你的里面。
Number four, every time when you come in obedience and God's commandments, that you increases your work with Him.
请跟着我说，每一次的顺服。
Every time you come obedience,
就加强了圣灵的能力。
Increases the power of the Holy Spirit within you.
加强了智慧。
Increases wisdom.
在我的里面。
And within me.
使我成为有信心的人
So that I become a person of faith
使我成为有能力的人
So a person with power
使我成为有智慧的人
So a person with filled wisdom
使我不成为混乱的人
So that I have no chaos within me
Amen
Amen
所以这个智慧跟能力都是由三位一体的神共同拥有的
So the Trinity offers us power and wisdom
然后分赐给所有信靠耶稣基督的人。
The gift is given to all those who believe in Jesus.
但是不是每一个人都能够发挥这个部分。
But yet not everyone can display this power.
所以请你看约翰福音十四章二十一到二十三节。
So please turn your Bibles to our Gospel of John 14:21-23.
我们一起来读一遍，请有了。
又
遵守的
这人就是爱我的爱我的并蒙我父爱他我也要爱他 并且要向他显现。犹大问耶稣说：主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？耶稣回答说：人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
阿门，
阿门。
好，把经文回到21节。
Let's return to verse 21, John 14:21.
你要看清楚经上说什么。
Please read carefully what the scripture says.
我们不是非常的渴慕能够遇见神吗？
Are we longing after the presence of God?
我们不是每一天都渴慕能够跟神有密契吗？
Do we not long for to have a close, intimate relationship with God Himself?
所以很多基督徒说，我为什么感受不到神？
So many times Christians when they say, how come I don't feel God?
为什么我每一次祷告，我也不知道在祷告什么？
How come when every time I pray, I don't know what I'm praying?
所以亲爱的上帝的儿女啊，你要检视，你要反省，检视自己到底问题出在哪里。
So dear children of God, please examine yourself, what's wrong?
你要上帝出现在你的面前，或者是彰显神迹，或者是想要得到启示。
So if you want revelation, you want God's presence from the Father,
不是靠外在的用了许多的工具来学习听神的声音。
It's not using external works, external listens to listen.
神是个灵。
God is a spirit.
神不是那个工具。
He's not a tool.
神是个灵，所以你要用心灵诚实来敬拜他，来亲近他。
Because God is a spirit, so you must come in spirit and truth to come and worship Him.
所以这里的经文说什么？有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
So here it says, whoever has my commandments and obeys them, he is one who loves me.
所以很重要的一点就是，有了我的命令，有了神的话语，那这个人如果遵守，那神说你就是爱我的。
So therefore if we obey his commandments, then we are the one who loves him.
所以看清楚，爱我的必蒙我父爱他。
So furthermore, those who love him, they will be loved by my father as well.
我也要爱他。
And I will love him too.
经上说，并且要向他显现。
And last part of the verse says, show myself to him.
所以你渴望在祷告中，在读经中能够遇见神。神说，有了我的命令又遵守的人，必蒙我的父爱他，我也要爱他。
So in your prayer life and you're reading the scriptures, then you must obey the commandments, then those who love, we are the one who loves him, and he will love us back in return.
所以关键在哪里，弟兄姐妹？
So what is the critical point?
你想遇见神，想要读经，然后经历神，遇见神，然后祷告，也想要经历遇见神，重点在哪里？
So if you want to encounter God, what do you do?
请你大声地说，耶稣说什么，重点在哪里？
What's the main point?
就是遵守他的话语。
Obey his commandments.
这样子的人才是真爱上帝。
Such a person is the one who truly loves God.
阿们。
阿们。
22节我们来看说什么。
22, verse 22.
犹大到底问耶稣什么呢？
This particular Judas, what did he say to ask the Lord?
我们大声的 读一遍，请主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？好。来，记得这个问题。
Remember this question here.
进入到23节。
Verse 23.
23节说什么？耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。”阿门。
阿门。
似乎又重复回应第21节，对不对
？It's in response to verse 21.
所以这是一个非常关键、非常重要的神的声音。
It's a very pinnacle point here to listen to the voice of the Father.
这是神的声音啊。
This is the voice of the Father.
这是神强大的话语啊。
This is God's mighty word.
这不是魔鬼的声音啊。
This is not a voice from Satan.
很简单的一句话，如果你要爱神，如果你要遇见神。
So if you want to love God, you want to encounter God.
如果你希望神跟你在一起，
if you want the God's presence with you,
如果你想要摸到神，
if you want to touch God,
因此耶稣回答说，人若爱我，有了我的命令又遵守的人，
those who obeys my commandments,
最后一句，
the last verse says,
并且要向他显现，
the Lord says he will show himself to us,
而且我要到他那里去与他同住，
he'll come and live within us,
Amen.
Amen.
所以请你跟我说，主啊，我要成为听从你顺服你的人，
so repeat after me, I want to be one that obeys your commandments,
我要遵行你的话语，
I want to obey your word,
亲爱的圣灵帮助我，
Dear Holy Spirit, please help me,
奉耶稣的名祷告，
In the name of the Lord Jesus I pray,
Amen.
Amen.
所以真诚爱主的心是没有私欲的，
So those who truly love the Lord does not have any selfishness.
昨天晚上不是有讲过吗？私欲与什么征战？
We talked about the selfishness, the lust, what is it fight against?
情欲又与什么征战？
The lust, what is it fight against?
私欲是跟我们的灵魂征战的。
It fights against our soul and our spirit.
情欲是敌对圣灵的。
This the lust is coming in attack against the Holy Spirit.
所以把你里面的私欲、放纵情欲，还有诡诈的心，放弃吧。
To let go all the trickery, all the lust in your heart.
让你跟我的心里面的那个动机是。与神对齐的。
So that our attitude within us come in alignment with God.
第五
，Number five.
如果你想加强圣灵在你生活中的影响力
，If you want to increase the influence of the Holy Spirit in your life,
那么你就必须学会凭信心行动。
Then you must act according to your faith.
当圣灵来光照你，你就迅速回应他的声音。
When the Holy Spirit comes to you, you must immediately respond to Him.
你要悔改，你就悔改。
If He wants to repent, repent.
你要饶恕，你就饶恕。
If you want to forgive, forgive.
你要去关怀人，你就去关怀。
You want to care about another person, go.
当圣灵叫你说去传福音，去做见证，你就去吧。
When the Holy Spirit tells you to testify, go to share the gospel.
那都是关乎神的事情，毫不犹豫，毫无保留的就去吧。
That you wholeheartedly do after what the Holy Spirit instructs you to do.
Hallelujah.
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 亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你要靠着耶稣基督的名，凭着信心走出去。
By the faith of that the Lord Jesus has given to us, walk out into the world.
所以在日常生活中就把自己给预备好。
So every day, prepare yourself.
用神的话语、圣经、神的话语装备自己，然后在日常生活中操练你的生命。
Use the scripture to equip yourself, prepare your life for the work of the Lord.
第六很重要。
Number six, very important.
圣洁。
Remain holy.
你要以圣洁的心接待圣灵的同在。
To live a sanctified life to receive the Holy Spirit within you.
所以放弃所有与神敌对抵挡的事情。
Let go anything that's in contrast, in conflict with God.
所以首先我们看到的是神是圣洁的神。
So first of all, we see that God is a holy God.
因此神对他的儿女们说，你要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的神。
Because God commanded us that we must be holy because He is holy.
一个真正的得胜者，他是活出圣洁的生命。
A true champion is the one who lived a life of holiness.
一个真正的得胜者是满有爱与怜悯的生命。
A true champion has a life of full of compassion.
一个真正的得胜者是活出公义正直的生命。
A true champion lives with righteousness and justice in his life.
一个真正的得胜者是不偏袒人的生命，人的。
A true champion does not deal with other people's problems.
耶稣基督怎么说，他就照着做。
Whatever the Lord Jesus says, he follows in word by word.
他在执行属天的任务的时候，他不靠人情的。
When he carry out the actions of the Lord, he does not rely on other people's relationships.
这是一个真正的得胜者。
This is a true champion.
所以，如果你没有这些的时候，那你的得胜是一个有瑕疵的。
So if you do not have all these traits, then your work is not and correctness.
真正的得胜者是勒住舌头的。
A true champion will control his tongue.
他会按照圣灵的引导光照进入这个圣洁。
To live, to be led by the Holy Spirit to live a life of holiness.
这个圣洁的标准不是世界的标准。
The Holy Spirit, the holiness standard is not set by this world.
这个圣洁的标准，那个源头就是三位一体的神。
The origin of the holiness comes from the triune God.
这世界带给我们的是无神论，没有上帝，没有什么耶稣基督。
This world gives us a world of atheism. There's no God. There's no Jesus.
这世界的神只会败坏我们，叫我们行跟他一模一样的事情。
The God of this world will only lead us to do exactly what He is doing.
所以圣洁就是除去罪恶。
So therefore, holiness is to rid of all sin.
圣洁就是除去一切的生命的软弱。
Holiness is to give up, cast away all of our weakness.
圣洁也就是不要叫神担忧啊。
Holiness is to not let God to be hurtful because of our actions.
这样明白吗？所以圣洁涵盖所有的一切。
So therefore, holiness covers every aspect of our life.
除掉跟神没有关系的所有。
Anything that has nothing to do with God, we need to get rid of it.
你所要的是主啊，让我在整个生活的里面不见一人，只见你，耶稣。
What you want in your life is that you see no one else, but only you see the Lord Jesus Himself.
所以以弗所书四章三十节说什么呢？
So Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 tells us,
不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
你们原是受了他的印记。
Because we are sealed by the Holy Spirit.
下一句很重要哦。
And very importantly,
等候得赎的日子来到。
Waiting for the day of redemption.
所以你要看清楚，听明白。
Please understand.
从一开始我们信了耶稣基督。
From the moment that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
一直到得赎的日子。
Until the day of redemption.
在这样的一个过程中，圣灵不断地引领我们，提醒我们。
Through this process, the Holy Spirit continues to remind us and leads us.
我告诉你，在这样的一个过程中，圣灵不会改变的。
I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit will not change through the process.
因为他有任务的。
Because he has a job to do.
把所有信耶稣的人带进上帝的面前。
To lead all believers to come into the presence of the Father.
所以那个过程，圣灵会引导你，引导你，一直到你回到天家。这样明白吗？
The Holy Spirit's work is to continue to lead you until the day you leave this world and to come into the presence of God.
使你不在这个世界里迷失方向。
So that you will not lose your way in this world.
他会带领你，教导你，非常扎实的继续走在这一条唯一的道路，真理，生命。
He'll constantly remind you and help you to stand on the right path.
就像刚才我们读的以弗所书四章三十节的最后一句话，等候得赎的日子来到。
Just as we just read in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30, until the day of redemption.
你们原是受了他的印记。
Because we are sealed by him.
你们原是受了他的印记。
We are those who were sealed.
所以你称为神的儿女。
Therefore, we are called by his children.
你是天父的君尊的祭司。
We are his holy priesthood.
你也是耶和华强大的军队。
We are the mighty army of the Lord.
你是神的家人。
You are the family members of God.
因此当圣灵借由神的话光照你的心的时候，不要逃避。
So when the Holy Spirit enlightens your life,
你要悔改认罪。
Don't run away, repent.
当你悔改认罪的时候，你的心态跟心中的动机不应该只是为了很怕下地狱。
So when the motivation of repentance is not because you're going to go to hell,
不应该只怕失去祝福。
Or that you feel that you lose the blessing from God.
我们应该为罪为义，痛定思痛的在主的面前悔改认罪。
Rather that we need to come in true repentance in His presence.
你的忧伤痛悔不是为了自己，乃是为了主啊，我让你心痛了。
Your cries is not to grieve the Lord.
主啊，我这个人让你伤心了。
Oh Lord, I grieve you.
主啊，我这个人让你担忧了。
Oh Lord, I let you down.
主，我向你悔改认罪。
I want to repent of my actions.
因着我做了这件事情，仇敌有机会嘲笑了你，羞辱了你。
Because I did this, the adversary come and mocked you.
你这么看重我，这么宝贝我。
You look at me as a precious child.
我却这么不经意的伤透了你的心。
But I unfortunately hurt you.
我悔改认罪。
For that, I come in repentance.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你明白吗
？So again, dear brothers and sisters, do you understand?
你的悔改认罪里面的态度，或者是说动机，不是因为你怕下地狱，所以不得已你才悔改认罪。
So the attitude, the motivation, be not because you're going to go to hell, then you come in repentance. No.
不是因为你失去，可能会失去财富，或者是可能会失去什么什么的，你才会悔改。
Or because you may lose some part of your wealth or something else that you come in repentance. No.
所以你明白吗，弟兄姐妹？
So do you understand, brothers and sisters?
所以我们恳求圣灵来帮助我们，必须避免犯罪。
So ask the Holy Spirit to help us not to sin.
我避免犯罪呢，是因为我不想让我的天父伤心。
To prevent us from sinning, because we do not want to grieve the Father.
我不想犯罪呢，是我避免，我不想要让耶稣基督
I do not want to grieve our Lord Jesus.
因为耶稣付了代价为我死，成就了这个救赎的恩典。
Because the redemptive work, the salvation work of the Lord Jesus, He paid a great price.
我不要践踏这个恩典。
I do not want to pass on this gift.
我不想让圣灵担忧。
I do not want to grieve the Holy Spirit.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So again, my dear brothers.
因为你是圣灵的殿，是神所居住的所在。
Because you are the holy temple of the Holy Spirit, a dwelling place of God.
当我们容许罪渗透在我们的生活，渗透在我们的生命的时候，圣灵的感觉是什么
？So when we allow sin to live in our hearts, how do you think the Holy Spirit feels?
让我告诉你，是不舒服的。
Let me tell you, it's a great discomfort.
他是极度厌恶的。
He hates that place.
他爱你这个人。
Yes, he loves you as a person.
他非常爱你这个人。
He loves you so much.
但是他极度的不舒服。
But it's in great, great discomfort.
非常的厌恶那个罪。
He hates the sin.
现在你想一想，你的身体是圣灵同在的居所。
So again, your body is the holy temple of God.
你的手是神的手。
Your hand is the hand of God.
你的眼睛是神的眼睛啊。
Your eyes is the eyes of God.
你的耳朵是神的耳朵呀。
Your ears are the ears of God.
那么你用圣灵的手在做什么呢
？So what are you using the Holy Spirit's hands doing what?
那么你用这个你的嘴，用圣灵的嘴在说什么话呢
？What words are you speaking from the Holy Spirit's mouth?
那你用圣灵的眼睛在看什么呢
？So the Holy, what are you? How are you using?The eyes of the Holy Spirit.
那你用圣灵的耳朵在听什么声音呢
？Are you using the Holy Spirit's ear? What are you listening to?
这样明白吗
？Do you understand?
圣灵在你的里面真的有回到自己的家的感觉吗
？Did the Holy Spirit feel welcome to come back home?
所以，当我们过圣洁的生活的时候，我们会让圣灵在我们的里面有归至宾至如归的感觉。
So when we live with the Holy Spirit, comes with great.Concession.
所以神是圣洁的，神充满怜悯跟爱。
So God is a God of holiness. He is full of compassion and love.
所以真正的得胜者拥有这样的一个生命的动力。
So the true champions has this motivation in their life.
永远记得神是圣洁的。
Do remember that God is holy forever.
现在奉耶稣的名，我要甘心乐意以神为乐。
In the name of Jesus, we need to bring great joy to the Father.
去突破，去得胜。
To make great breakthrough, to be champions.
成为一个真正的得胜者。
To be a true champion in the Lord.
请大家一起说：当我按照上帝的话语。
He says, when I obey God's command.
按照上帝的标准生活的时候。
To live according to the standard of God.
圣灵在我们的里面就感受得非常的舒服。
The Holy Spirit create comfort within me.
神会常常与我同住。
The Holy Spirit will kind of live within me often.
因为我是圣灵的殿，是神的居所。
Because I'm the holy dwelling place for the Holy Spirit.
所以我要在世界分别为圣。
So I need to be separated from the world.
我要与世界分别为圣。
And I need to be sanctified apart from the world.
我要圣洁，因为我的神是圣洁的。
I want to be holy because my God is holy.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
所以如何迎接圣灵的同在呢？
So how do we welcome the indwelling of the Holy Spirit?
第一个，信心。
First of all, must have faith.
第二个，如果圣灵给你一个服从的行为或一个服从的命令，那么你必须去服从。
Second of all, if God, the Holy Spirit gave you a submissive command, you must submissive to it.
所以第一点，我们看到的信心是对圣灵指示的快速反应。
So the faith is to have a fast response to the Holy Spirit's command.
跟我的父亲一起服侍配搭非常非常的多年。
You know, I used to serve with my father for many, many years.
然后呢，因为父亲呢，神给他很特别的恩赐，就是医病赶鬼，然后他也是先知。
My father has a particular calling, a particular gift in healing and deliverance. At the same time, he holds the office of a prophet.
他是一个农夫。
He is a farmer.
所以他正在做农的时候，耕耘他的那块田的时候，突然听见神呼叫他的名字。
So when he was working in his farmland, all of a sudden he heard a voice from the Holy Spirit.
他正在忙啊，他必须要完成那个工作呀。
But he felt that I need to finish my job.
但是他听见神呼叫他的名字，说某某啊，某某啊，某某啊。
When God called his name three times,
放下你的工作
，let down your tools,
去到某个城市去找那个人
，go to a particular city and look for that particular person.
他没有任何的疑惑
，he did not react any other reaction,
因为他熟悉神的声音
，because he knows the voice of God very well.
他虽然从创世纪到启示录几乎都知道，而且是倒背如流的。
He can read from the book of Genesis to Revelation back and forth.
他不会因为熟悉了圣经，然后不读圣经，每天早晚都在读圣经的。
Every day he diligently reads the Bible, even though he knows the Bible well.
每天都在跟神生活在一起，亲近神的。
He lives in closeness with God every day.
然后他完全遵行神的话语。
He obeys the word of God to the dot.
而且他的信心非常的强大。
He has a great faith.
这就是上帝借着圣灵在他的里面
through the Holy Spirit that lives within him,
使他信心强大
that he has a great faith.
然后因为每一天都跟神独处在一起
every day he spends time alone with God.
所以他非常熟悉这个声音啊
so therefore he's very familiar with this voice.
所以每一次神呼叫他的名字，他就知道这是神
so every time when God calls his name, he knows it's God.
所以他都会说神啊，好的，阿门。但是你要与我同
在。Amen, but you must come with me.
所以那他就骑摩托车，他就去了，去好远的地方。
He pop on his motorcycle and go to many far places.
他去做什么呢？
What does he go to do?
他叫已经死亡的人从死里复活。
He command those who are dead to come back alive.
这需要强大的信心啊。
It requires a great faith.
他常常听见神呼叫他说去为那个人祷告，他死了，你去，我要叫他复活。
He often heard God tell him, go to that particular person's place, his house, and he just passed away. He command him to come back alive.
所以我们必须要敞开心来欢迎圣灵。
So therefore, we must open our hearts to the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵会把又大又难的事情告诉你，并且叫你去做。
The Holy Spirit gives us such so difficult task and tell us to go do it.
这个强大的信心能够发挥出来呢，是因为在日常生活中你是与神同行、与神亲密的人。
The great faith is able to carry out because you live an intimate life with God every day.
你会跟神三位一体的神非常的亲密，熟悉他的声音。
You have a great intimacy with God. You will know.His voice clearly.
只有在这样子的一个跟神的建立一个正确的关系里面，我们才能够当下立刻服从圣灵的命令。
So when we have the right relationship, we can let go of everything and follow and obey His commandments.
我们就不会混乱。
then we will not be in chaos and
trouble. 我们就不会疑惑。
We will not be in doubt.
所以他有时候会要求你做一些需要用大信心来承接事工的时候。
Yes, sometimes God will command you to do something that requires great faith from you.
要你开拓或者是成立一个机构
to start a new ministry, a new organization.
很多事情都不可能，怎么可能我能做的呢？
Oftentimes it's impossible. I can't do it.
你跟我是不是常常这么说？这么
想？ Do you say that often, like I just said?
但是在神没有难成的事。
But there's nothing impossible in the hands of God.
所以如果你渴望被神提升的话，那你就要如此的对神有信心。
So if you want to be used by God in this way, then you might have great faith in God Himself.
更重要的是，你要开始跟神、跟圣灵建立正确的关系。
More importantly, you must have a right relationship with the Holy Spirit.
因为这是耶稣基督，我们的神、我们的王交代的事情。
This is commanded by the Lord Jesus Christ to each one of us.
所以不要拒绝圣灵。
So do not reject the Holy Spirit.
有时候你可能会觉得自己太害羞了。
But sometimes, I'm so shy.
无法按照神的要求去做见证。
I can't follow all the God's commandment to do the test, to share the testimony.
我只是打一个比方，就是可能你会害羞做见证。
I'm just saying, for example, that you're not willing to do a share a testimony.
你不太敢出现在很多人的面前为耶稣做见证。
You're not willing, you're not feel so comfortable to share it in front of a multitude.
那你就靠主突破吧。
Then rely upon the Lord, have your breakthrough.
要怎么突破啊？
How do you break through?
当然不是靠自己的力量。
Of course, not relying on your own strength.
奉耶稣的名来到主的面前祷告呀。
In the name of Jesus, come and pray in front of him.
哎呀，圣灵听见了。
Oh, the Holy Spirit heard it.
他就会帮助你。
He will come and help you.
他会给你力量。
He'll give you strength.
他会强化你的信心。
He'll strengthen your heart.
所以第六，有时候你可能觉得你没有资格做圣灵要求你做的事情。
Number six, you feel that who am I? I don't qualify.
但是为了要拯救你。
But in order to save you,
圣灵不会改变主意的。
The Holy Spirit will not change his mind.
但是你要记得，他也不会强迫你的。
But again, the Holy Spirit will not force himself.
他不会为难你的。
He will not make you feel uncomfortable.
如果你一直不听神的话的话。
But the problem is, if you don't listen and reject the word of God,
让我告诉你。
Let me remind you. Let me tell you.
圣灵就会成全你做你想要做的事情。
Yes, the Holy Spirit will then empower you to do whatever you decided to do.
我打个举例吧。
For example,
你还记得旧约圣经神的那个有一个俄摩拉，还有一个叫做什么索多玛。
Remember in the Old Testament, Sodom and Gomorrah.
神要把硫磺跟那个什么火降在这两个城市。
God wants to send down fire, salt and fire, from the Sulfur and fire.
神要进行毁灭。
God wants to destroy those two places.
神决定毁灭这两座城。
God has decided to destroy these two cities.
然后他就做一件事情，事先跟罗德说。
He first of all told Lot.
罗德跟他的妻子还有两个女儿是住在这两座城。
Lot and his wife and two daughters lived in these two cities.
神说你们要离开这城。
God told them you must leave the city.
因为这城满了恶行的那些的行为。
Because the sin is in full.
我决定要毁灭这城。
I have decided to destroy these two cities.
但是我要拯救你跟你的妻子两个女儿。
But I want to save you, your wife, and your two daughters.
说完之后，隔天神派了两个天使对他们说。
So the next day, God sent two angels and said to them,
告诉他们说，快快快跑，不要留在这里。
Quickly leave, do not stay there.
因为神马上要毁灭这城了。
Because God will destroy the city soon.
然后从圣经里面我们看见罗德的妻子拖拖拉拉，拖拖拉拉。
We can see Lot's wife hesitated.
她没有马上离开。
She did not leave immediately.
然后你有没有看见？还记得这件事情吗？天使就拉着他们的手，带着他们离开那个城市。
If you notice the hands of the angel drag them out of the city.
然后就告诉他们说：“快跑，快跑，
Quickly、
不要回头。
Run. Do not turn around and look. Quickly run forward.
千万不要回头，否则你没命啊。
Do not look back, otherwise you lose your life.
可是罗德的妻子不听从神的话，竟然回头看。
Unfortunately, Lot's wife did not listen. She looked back.
结果变成一根岩柱死了。
She became a pillar of salt and died.
因为她不服从上帝的命令。
It is because she did not follow, obeyed God's command.
如果是你，你会不会很伤心？你的家人离开了。
If it's you, your family did that, how would you feel?
但是罗德跟他的两个女儿学到了一个功课，就是要听从顺服神的话语，是多么的重要。
Lot and his two daughters learned a very valuable lesson to listen and obey God's word.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，神对你不是要毁灭你。
Again, dear brothers and sisters, God's intent is not to destroy you.
神要来拯救你，帮助你。
God has come to save you, to help you.
他知道哪里有危险，哪里有死亡。
He knows where it is problem, where is there's death.
所以听上帝的命令是多么的重要。
So when you listen to the commandment of God, it's also important.
所以罗德跟他的两个女儿就是因为服从、听从上帝的命令才活的。
So therefore, Lot and his two daughters survived because they listened to God's command.
所以你要记得这个事情。
So do remember that particular incident.
经文在哪里呢？路加福音十七章三十二节到三十六节。
Luke chapter 17 talks about this.
你把它记起来。
Remember that.
路加福音十七章三十二到三十六节。
Luke 17 verse 32 to 36.
我们快速来读好了。
Well, let's read together.
你们要回想罗德的妻子，凡想要保全生命的必丧掉生命，凡丧掉生命的
必救活生命。我对你们说，当那一夜两个人在一个床上，要取去一个撇下一个，两个女人一同推磨，要取去一个撇下一个，两个人在田要取去一个撇下一个。门徒说，主啊，在哪里有这事呢？耶稣说，失守在哪里，因也必聚在那里。
阿们，
阿们。
所以圣灵会引领你的知觉跟感官。
So the Holy Spirit will lead you by your actions and your emotions.
让你能察觉到圣灵。
To let you feel the Holy Spirit.
让你能够领悟到神深刻的话语。
Let you feel the work of the word of the Lord.
圣灵会帮助你解开真理。
The Holy Spirit will help you to break down and receive the truth.
所以我们必须要敞开心来迎接他，欢迎他。
So, therefore, we must open our hearts and receive the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经在教导我们，圣灵与我们同在。
So the Holy Spirit is with us.
圣灵非常忠实地带领我们。
The Holy Spirit continues to faithfully lead us.
时时刻刻，日复一日。
Every day, day in and day out.
尽管圣灵总是跟我们在一起，问题是我们并不是很认识他。
Yes, the Holy Spirit is constantly with us, but yet we do not know Him well.
因为我们不熟悉他。
Because we do not understand Him well.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们有时候在忙碌中，我们要选择安静啊。
So in the midst of our daily work, we work so hard, but we need to remember, be calm and quiet.
在过去的年日里，我很多的时间都在忙忙碌碌，忙忙碌碌。
Yes, I've been busy in the days past.
那有一次，我正在忙一些事情的时候，突然间我的眼睛注意到一棵树。
One day when I was really concentrating on doing something, but I noticed a tree in front of my eyes.
那个时候突然起风了，然后吹在那一棵树，那个树就按随着那个风摇摆。
And the wind blew, and the tree swayed according to the wind.
我就一直注意看那一棵树，哇，我就觉得这棵树怎么那么亮啊，这么美啊。
So I looked at that tree, that was a tree so beautiful, so bright.
我心中就开始开心起来，充满喜乐。
I was overjoyed in my heart.
我就一直专注在那棵树上。
I focused and concentrated on that particular tree.
然后那一棵树有声音，随着风入了我的心。
And through the wind from the tree, the voice entered into my heart.
他说 ，Hannah， 你妈妈正在找你。
He says, Hannah, your mom is looking for you.
赶快回电话给她。
Return her phone call.
哎，我熟悉这个声音。
I know that voice.
随风入了我的心。
The wind blew into my heart.
我知道这是神圣灵在跟我说话。
I know this is the voice of the Holy Spirit telling me.
赶快放下工作，立刻打电话给我妈妈。
I let down my work and called my mother.
哎呀，你知道我妈妈的第一句话就说 ，Hannah， 你到底在哪里？你真难找啊
！My mom said, "Hannah, where are you? You're so difficult to find."
我就说，妈，对不起，我真的很忙，所以没有跟你联络。
I said, "Mom, I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry. I've been so busy. I didn't call you."
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，圣灵知道你很忙、很忙、很忙，有时候要休息呀。
So, dear sisters, the Holy Spirit knows that you're so busy, so busy. You need to take a rest.
有时候我们太忙碌的时候，我们会听不见神的声音。
Because in our busyness, sometimes we don't hear the voice of God.
神有很多话要告诉我们。
God has many things to tell us.
但是出于神的怜悯。因为妈妈的祷告，因为妈妈一直说哈娜在哪里呀、啊，主啊，她平安吗？等等等，圣灵干脆就直接跟我说，所以我立刻回电话就接上了。
Through the compassion, through the prayer of my mother, continue to pray to Holy Spirit. Where's my daughter?
所以妈妈
So the Holy Spirit told me and let down.
妈妈的担心，她的问题也就解决了。
So the worryness of my mother was taken care of.
所以弟兄姐妹有圣灵真好啊。
So princess, it's so great to have the Holy Spirit.
所以你要遇见圣。
So you must encounter the Holy Spirit.
在敬拜祷告中的时候，圣灵会在我们的里面，圣灵会来触摸我们。
The Holy Spirit will come and touch our hearts.
圣灵的力量会出现。
The power will emerge from within us.
但这并不是圣灵越来越近，而是你越来越认知到圣灵的同在。这样明白吗？
It's not that we are closer to the Holy Spirit. Rather, it's that we draw closer to Him.
因为圣灵早就住在我们的里面啊。
Because we come to more understanding of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit lives within us.
圣灵是跟我们在一起的呀。
The Holy Spirit is within each one of us.
所以他没有离开我们。
So the Holy Spirit did not leave us.
所以神一直都在。
So God is always there.
他无所不在，无所不知。
He's omnipotent. He's omniscient God.
所以诗篇139篇7到10节告诉我们，你往哪里去躲避神的灵啊？
So Psalm 139 verse 7 to 10 tells us,Where can we hide from your spirit?
你要往哪里去躲？他都在那里。
Where can I flee from your presence? He's there.
他是无所不在、无所不知的神。
He's everywhere. He's all-knowing, all-present.
所以在很多的时候，我们的情绪不是很好，生活如此的心烦意乱呢、啊。
So sometimes our emotions are up and down.
And
turmoil.
哎呀，我们把一生的那个什么，那个叫做什么行程，塞满了我们的日程，这个安排。
We fill our everyday life with so many different tasks.
哎呀，忙忙碌碌，忙忙碌碌。
So busy doing this, doing that.
哎呀，这个还没完成，结果另外一个心已经想到别的事情了。
I'm not finished. Oh, I need to do that also.
哎呀，我真忙啊，我真忙啊。
I am so busy, so busy, so busy.
圣灵一直光照，祷告啊，祷告啊。
But the Holy Spirit says, "Pray, pray."
哎呀，你里面的心觉得，哎，好吧，等一下，等一下，等一下。
Then your heart says, "Yes, please wait, please wait."
我先忙这个再说吧。
Let me finish this first, then I'll do that.
哎呀，继续忙，继续忙，继续忙。
Continue be busy.
心烦意乱
Your heart is troubled
烦躁
You're so down
没有给圣灵留下一个小小的空间来带领你来跟你说话
There's no room for the Holy Spirit to come and talk to you
所以你就一直一直的做自己
So you become yourself
神说你停下来不要做
The Holy Spirit says stop
你觉得不行我一定要把它完成
But he says I must finish this first
然后神又透过可能透过你的老板说你可以先不要做这个你先做那个
so then the Lord tells your boss to tell you you can do that first then you can do this
你的嘴巴说好可以行
your mouth says yes okay
可是不到三秒钟你又突然啊继续忙继续忙
but 3 seconds later you do go back to do the same thing
说了马上就忘记了
You have forgotten what you just said.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们的心要对齐圣灵。
Your heart must realign with the Holy Spirit.
对齐神。
Or rather, to realign to the Father.
让圣灵今天晚上来充满你。
Let the Holy Spirit fill you tonight.
不要太自满。
Don't be so self-satisfied.
不要自以为满足。
Don't believe that you're so full of yourself.
不要自以为这样我可以了。
Don't believe that you're so capable.
你看看圣灵怎么说那个七间教会在启示录，你还记得吗？
Remember the seven churches of Revelation.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你要好好的去检视自己。
So brothers and sisters, re-examine yourself tonight.
你不管在哪里，神就在那里。
Wherever you're at, God is there.
所以，如果你是一个日日夜夜跟随主的人，他会随时来帮助你，随时来提醒你。
If you are a follower of God, day and night, God will constantly be there to help you.
他会随时来启示你，指示你。
He'll immediately give you revelation, give you direction.
所以圣灵的同在，我就来比喻旧约时代，神以火柱、云柱来陪伴以色列人。
Just as the Holy Spirit is like the holy, the pillar of fire, pillar of clouds, leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以我们的神，我们的圣灵也是如此的跟我们在一起。
So again, the presence of the Holy Spirit is the same within us.
有时候神与我同在的时候，他这样要去执行，像我如果去做神的工作，去服侍众教会的时候，我的身体会感受到、感觉到一个重量。
So when I work with the Lord to go to do ministry in another church or another place, I feel a heaviness upon my body.
那个重量如同那个高压电触动到你的那个电。电的能力。
The heaviness as if like a high voltage flowing through me.
整个电流通到我的整个身体。
The high voltage flowing through my body.
我不知道怎么去形容那个重量。
I don't know how to explain that heaviness.
总之就是如此。
But again, just sad.
所以请你不要分散你的注意力。
So please do concentrate.
今天我要跟弟兄姐妹说。
Tonight, I want to say to you, brothers and sisters,
你对圣洁得胜的标准在哪里？
What is your standard upon being a holiness and being a champion of God?
现在世界各国很多基督徒都在追求恩赐。
Many Christians in this world are chasing after gifts.
都在追求哪一个有先知性恩赐的人，我就去追他。
They chase after those who have prophetic anointings.
然后渴求渴望的就是恩赐。
But they want, what they want, really want is the gift.
渴求的是我要听好话，希望这个人跟我说我要做伟大的事情。
Oh, I want to only hear good things that happen to me in the days to come.
你知道这是非常危险的。
I want to remind you this is very dangerous.
所以如果你要拥有正确的恩赐，你就爱神吧。
If you want to have the right a gift, then love the Lord dearly.
就如同前面刚开始讲的约翰福音十四章那个地方。
Just like we said in the beginning of tonight, Revelation, John chapter 14.
所以我们盼望圣灵。
That we long for the Holy Spirit.
我们盼望圣灵，渴慕圣灵，圣洁的灵。
We long for the Holy Spirit.The holiness of this Holy Spirit.
所以我奉耶稣基督的名奉劝各位。
So I want to encourage you, all my brothers and sisters.
你渴慕那个先知的恩赐。
If you long after the gift of the prophet.
这不是不对，这不是不好。
I'm not saying it's wrong.
因为圣灵，因为圣经教导我们，你们要追求什么？
The Bible tells us what do we long for?
先知的讲道。
Yes, to chase after be a prophetic preacher.
但是当神的话语如此说的时候，跟神的圣洁、跟爱、跟他的属性特质是不分开的。
The word, the prophetic word must come in alignment with God's scripture, with His justice, His righteousness.
所以如果你没有走在这一条唯一的道路真理生命的话，很危险。
So if you are not walking on the path of the righteousness,
你想要成为先知。
Yes, you want to be a prophet of God.
你想要为病人祷告，他能够复活，他能够得医治。
You want to pray for the dead to become alive. You want to pray for those who are ill to be healed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这一切都是上帝 给我们的。
Yes, all these gifts are in store for us from God.
这是何等的宝贵啊！
It's so precious.
可是更重要的是，神要你对齐他。
But more importantly, God wants us to realign with Him.
所以你渴求那样的一个恩赐，你里面的动机是什么呢？
Yes, you can chase and ask for this gift, but what is your motivation and attitude?
我奉耶稣基督的名，在爱心来诚实的对你说。
By the act of love, I want to remind you in the love of Jesus Christ.
不要因为了强大自己。
Not to be able to build up yourself.
为了让人注意你
，to let other people notice you，
不要为了满足自己
，or to satisfy your own desires，
来做这一件事情
，to do so， to in order to ask for this gift，
这是非常危险的
，it's very very dangerous，
因为黑暗的国度，撒旦魔鬼巫术
，because the witchcraft， the dark from the dark world，
邪术。
The witchcraft, the dark forces,
一直要吞吃这样的人。
They want to devour this type of person.
所以你必须先把自己用神的话语给建立起来。
So therefore, build yourself up in the scripture and the word of God.
用神的话语来追求这件事情。
Use the word of God in chase after this gift.
我们要走在这一条很扎实的进入。神给我们的恩赐
to firmly to stand and walk into this post
先知是神自己拣选出来的
the prophet the post of prophets is called upon by God himself
所以当我们训练一个先知的时候从他的品格来训练他
so when we train a prophet we first of all train his characters
从他的生命来训练他
to train his lifestyle
让他能够走在正确的路
so that he remains on the right path
以至于不会伤到他
so that will not hurt that particular person
所以我们要爱我们所教导的人
so we need to love those who we instruct
不要因为你想要出名或者是想要被人欣赏
or,
想要人靠近你
or because you want to be famous and to draw other people close to you
你就奉耶稣的名开口发预言对那个人说话
then you prophesize in the name of Jesus to that particular person
这是危险的
it's again dangerous
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
so again my dear brothers and sisters
特别是在使用这个恩赐的人
for those in particular those who exercise
所以如果要操练一个属灵的恩赐的时候千万要非常的谨慎
so if you exercise a spiritual gift please use in great discernment
甚至于在很多很多年前的时候
For example, many years ago
二十多年前
About 20 years ago
我遇到了一些人他们希望就是操练那个先知的恩赐先知性的恩赐
I met with a group of people they want to exercise the gift of prophecy
然后他们就来找我他叫我说为他们祷告
And they asked and found me and asked me to pray for them
他说汉娜牧师我希望像你一样拥有那样的一个恩赐
Pastor Hannah we want to have the same gift that you have
然后他说他们在外面接受过训练
They've been trained by other ministries
然后他就 我就问他你们是怎么接受训练的
And I asked him what type of training did you receive
在二十多年前这个事情发生
20 years ago this situation happened
有几个人就跟我说他们接受训练的时候要他们把眼睛闭起来
so someone said when they receive training they close their eyes
然后那个训练他们的人说好我把这个名字给你们虽然你们不知道这个人住在哪里你现在努力的去想
so then I give you the instructor gives the person gives them a name says you may not know this person's name but think deeply
你说错也没有关系因为这个是训练
Even if you said it wrong, it's okay. It's training.
所以你就告诉我他家住在哪里，他是台湾的还是在其他的国家，加拿大或者是在哪里，你就写出来，凭信心写出来。
Just write it by faith. This person is in Taiwan or another country. Where does he live?
然后他在哪一个街道，你都写出来，然后几楼几号都写出来。
Or you can write the street number, perhaps a certain floor of the building.
然后我说你们怎么做？他们说努力的去想。
He said, "Always just think really hard." Concentrate.
然后就觉得应该是这个，就把它写下去。
And then we think it must be this, and we write it down.
一次错，两次错。
First time is wrong, second time is wrong.
三次错。
Third time is still wrong.
继续努力想。
Oh, continue to concentrate.
继续努力操练。
Continue to practice.
后来有的人对了。
But some of them actually had the right.
有些人还是仍然没有办法执行这个这样子的一个任务。
But many of them were unable to finish this task.
但是我要告诉你，这是危险的。
But I want to remind you, this is a very dangerous task.
这是危险的。
It's dangerous.
当圣灵说话的时候是很清楚的。
When the Holy Spirit speaks, it's very clearly.
他不会让你努力的去猜测。
He won't let you try so hard to think and guess.
圣灵说话很清楚又很精准。
The Holy Spirit says this very thing and precise.
所以要记得你要非常的谨慎。
So be in great discernment.
因为在灵界里面是充满混乱的。
Because in the spirit world it's very chaotic.
所以从你的生命开始把自己给操练起来。
So practice your holy life.
圣灵该给你的就给你了。
What the Holy Spirit has in store for you,
因为神知道怎么使用你。
Because the Lord knows how to use you.
小心中了仇敌的诡计啊！
So be careful to not fall into the trick of Satan.
避免让自己进入到混乱。
Prevent yourself to enter, avoid
entering chaos. 避免让自己进入到蒙蔽。
Avoid being blinded.
巫术都介入了，你都不知道。
Perhaps witchcraft has entered into you.
巫术会伤到你的。
Witchcraft will hurt you.
只有圣灵是圣洁的灵。
Only the Holy Spirit is the holiness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
好好的爱耶稣。
Love the Lord Jesus dearly.
所以把你的眼目聚焦于耶稣基督。
Focus your eyes upon Jesus.
当你聚焦耶稣基督的身上的时候，圣灵就在其中工作。
When you lay your eyes upon Jesus, the work of the Holy Spirit will continue.
所以告诉主，我渴慕你的同在。
So tell to the Lord, I covet, I long for your presence.
我渴慕圣灵的同在。
I long for the presence of the Holy Spirit.
我渴慕圣灵的同在。
I covet, I long for the presence of the Holy Spirit.
所以这个时候，我们一起在主的面前来敬拜。
So let us sing together.
当同工敬拜的时候，你开口祷告在主的面前。
Open your mouth and pray.
祷告吧。
Pray, start praying.
用祷告来回应神。
Use your prayer to respond.
求主帮助我们。
Ask the Lord to help us.
让圣洁的灵充满我们。
May the Holy Spirit sanctify us.
充充满满的在我们的里面运行。
Fill us, move freely within us.
求主洁净我们的心思意。
Let the Holy Spirit sanctify our mindset.
把所有的错误拿开。
Take away all the wrong thinking.
把所有可能你不知道的危机求主挪除。
To take away all the dangers that it may face us.
让我们单纯爱主。
To simply love God.
我们也渴慕圣灵来使用我们。
We long for the Holy Spirit to use each one of us.
渴慕神来使用我们。
Long for the Holy Spirit to use for His work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 主啊，我们渴慕你。
Lord, we long for you.
我们渴慕你的同在。
We long for your presence, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, my God, I praise you.
Hallelujah.
We call out to the Holy Spirit.